WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey there, wonderful people. It's your girl Taylor Reed back with another dose of The Calm Within. Today, we're diving into something super powerful, embracing those messy emotions and learning to let them go. Ever feel like you're drowning in a sea of feelings? Like happiness, anger, sadness, they just keep washing over you, leaving you exhausted and unsure what to do. You know that feeling when your emotions feel like they're running the show, not you? Well, guess what? We're here to change that. Stoicism isn't about suppressing your feelings, it's about understanding them, acknowledging their presence, and choosing how to respond to them in a way that leads to inner peace and stability. It's like having an emotional GPS, knowing where you are, why you're there, and where you want to go. So, what are the key takeaways from today's Stoic wisdom? First up, recognize your emotions. This might sound obvious, but sometimes we try to ignore our feelings, pretend they don't exist. But denying them only makes them stronger, like a balloon that keeps inflating until it bursts. Instead, acknowledge those feelings. I'm feeling frustrated right now, I'm experiencing sadness. Just naming it can help you gain control. Second, understand the impermanence of emotions. Remember, they're like waves crashing on the shore, they come and go. Anger won't last forever, joy will fade eventually. This realization helps us detach from their intensity and avoid getting swept away by them. Think about it. Even that roller coaster ride of feelings you had yesterday is probably a distant memory now, right? Emotions are constantly shifting, just like the sands of time. Third, focus on what you can control. We can't control external events or other people's actions, but we can control our reactions to them. When things get tough, and trust me, they will, focus on your own thoughts and actions. Choose to respond with wisdom, grace, and strength, instead of letting anger or fear dictate your behavior. It's like that saying, the only thing you truly control is your response. Fourth, practice mindfulness. This means paying attention to the present moment without judgment. Engage your senses. Notice the warmth of the sun on your skin, the sound of birds singing, the taste of your coffee. Being present can help you stay grounded and avoid getting lost in a whirlwind of thoughts and emotions. It's like hitting the pause button on that mental chaos and taking a deep breath. And finally, practice self-compassion. Be kind to yourself, especially when things are tough. Remember, we all make mistakes, we all feel pain, we all struggle sometimes. Treat yourself with the same understanding and care you would offer a good friend. Think about it. If your bestie was feeling down, wouldn't you offer them a listening ear and a warm hug? Do the same for yourself. Let me paint you a picture. Imagine this. You're at work, deadlines are looming, and your boss just gave you an impossible task. Your heart starts racing, your palms sweat, and anger boils up inside you. You could lash out, snap at your colleagues, or let that frustration consume you, right? But what if, instead, you took a deep breath, acknowledged those feelings, I'm feeling stressed and overwhelmed right now, and then reminded yourself of the impermanence of this situation? You could even try a quick mindfulness exercise, focusing on your breath for a few moments to calm your nerves. Then, channel that energy into problem solving. Break down the task into manageable steps, prioritize what needs to be done first, and seek support from colleagues if needed. By embracing those emotions and choosing how you respond, you transform a potentially stressful situation into an opportunity for growth and resilience. See? Stoicism isn't about suppressing your feelings, it's about mastering them. So, my amazing listeners, remember, your emotions are valid, they are powerful, but they don't have to control you. By embracing them, understanding their impermanence, and focusing on what you can control, you can navigate life's ups and downs with grace and inner stability. Now go out there, be kind to yourself, and let those emotions flow. Just make sure they flow in a direction that empowers you. And don't forget to share this episode with someone who could use a little Stoic wisdom. Until next time, keep calm, keep strong, and remember, the power is within you.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.